Weltfriedenswoche 2019. Wir haben einen nächsten Interviewgast am Telefon, und zwar in Japan. Es ist der Tatsuru Nakayama. Er ist Program Director for Youth Education bei der Goi Peace Foundation. Die Goi Peace Foundation, die organisiert unter anderem jährliche Aufsatz- und Malwettbewerb. Und über die Aufsatzwettbewerb will ich jetzt mit ihm näher reden. Er ist nämlich dort dafür verantwortlich. Und darum wechsle ich jetzt auf Englisch und hole den Herrn Nakayama dazu. Mr. Nakayama, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's great. Welcome to Radio Chico.
Thank you for having me today.
As I just introduced you, you are in charge of the essay contest for young people at the Goi Peace Foundation. At first, could you give a quick overview what the Goi Peace Foundation does exactly?
So let me try to be brief in explaining about what the Goi Peace Foundation is doing for. We are based in Japan, and the Goi Peace Foundation is a public benefit organization, and it's supported by our members around the world working together to create a culture of peace. And our mission is to foster a sustainable and harmonious global society by promoting consciousness, values, and wisdom for creating peace, and by building cooperation among individuals and organizations across various fields, including education, science, culture, and the arts.
What are those values that the Goi Peace Foundation wants to promote?
Yes. We state our value in the Declaration for All Life on Earth, in which we mention that the Earth is an evolving living entity, and every form of life on Earth is an important part of this living entity. So we as individual human beings must cultivate the awareness that we are all members of a global community of life, and that we share a common mission and responsibility for the future of our planet. And we have four guiding principles that are essential for creating a peaceful world. One is reverence for life. The second, the respect for all differences. Third, gratitude for and coexistence with all of nature. Four, harmony between the spiritual and material. Those are the guiding principles we call. And we invite people around the world to join in this declaration for all life on Earth. Based living.
And one way that you use to promote your goals is, as I said, this international essay contest that you hold annually. Can you give us some details what this is about?
Okay, sure. We have run international essay contest for young people since year 2000. The year was designated by the United Nations the year of International Year for the Cultural Peace. So since then, we've been running this program for the past 20 years. And when we started, some of the young listeners of the radio program were not even born yet at the time, I'm sure. And so far, over the past 20 years, we have been participated by more than 170,000 young people from about 190 countries in the world. And we are currently in the process of selection of prize-winning essays for this year by the panel of juries, and the final results will be announced at the end of October. The aim behind the essay contest is to harness the energy, creativity, and initiative of the world's youth in promoting a cultural peace and sustainable development. It also aims to inspire society to learn from the young minds and to think about how each of us can make a difference in the world. And we invite every year children and young people for ages up to 25 to write their essays. So we have two categories, children's category from children from, you know, younger, as young as 5 or even 6 years old, up to 14, and youth category for ages between 15 to 25. So we have two categories, and it takes a form of contest. We call it contest, but it is essentially an educational program on a global scale. And winning a prize, especially to the first prize winner, we invite them to come to Tokyo for the award ceremony, which is scheduled for November 23rd this year. It's probably a motivation and or good reason for young people to write an essay. But giving prize to the winners is not an essential part of the essay contest, because you can't just write something without thinking much on a given theme of each year. You need to have a profound thought, and also you may have to have a deep conversation or dialogue with your own inner self, reflect on your own behaviors, and even you need to do some research to write an inspiring essay.
Can you give an example about the topic, perhaps for this year's contest? What are
sure.
the topics that you want the children or young adults to write about?
Yes. Actually, the entry was closed. The deadline passed last June for this year, but this year the theme was creating a society full of kindness. What does kindness mean to you? How do you think we can create a kinder society? And carry out 10 acts of kindness, then use your experience as an inspiration in writing your essay. And this was a special theme, made and proposed to young people to think and write about their own essays this year, because this is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the essay contest itself, and we thought it's really nice to invite them to do some actions. So acts of kindness was encouraged by young people to get the inspiration to write their own essays for a better world. So many of them sent their essays with lots of testimonials of what they have learned through doing their own acts of kindness in their own way, like helping the elderly in their community, helping those who are in need, help those who are the victims of bullying and so on. So, every essay really was inspiring, and I think you will be surprised to see the winning essays at the end of October.
Yes, I think there's very, very exciting things to come out of this. Many different directions one could go about with this sort of subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So you do a lot of piece work in your professional life. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask you, what does peace mean to you personally? How do you try to promote it or achieve it in your personal everyday life?
In my understanding, and I see peace is not something that you take from somewhere. You are creating peace within yourself, generating peace from yourself, and you can't really expect peace to come to you from somewhere. You are the one to start to be peaceful. And when you think of the world, when you say world peace, world is nowhere else but where you are. So you can start from where you are, and you can be nice to your friends, your caring for your family, you're helping people in need, your friends in need at school, help each other at workplace, and do community service, and many other things that you can imagine. But peace must begin from within yourself. So this is my idea. And what I do practice in my private life is I do practice Aikido, which is a martial art, and which is the martial art very unique in a sense that there are no competition or matches to decide who is superior to the other. Instead, through Aikido trainings, trainees will learn how to respect others, how to harmonize with the opponent, even the negative or the negative thought of attacking others may be neutralized by the physical practices. So I do practice Aikido regularly.
Okay. Mr. Nakayama, thank you very much for joining us in our week of peace. And we are looking forward to hearing more about this year's essay contest and reading what the children submitted. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and have
You're
a good day.
Welcome. You too. Thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.